Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Masechta Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Hay and Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav as we continue learning the halachos of the Arba Minim. Having discussed the halachos of the Lulav, of the Hadassim, and of the Aravos, now we're going to move on to discussing the halachos of the Esrog. It says the Mishnah Esrog Hagazol v'hayavish pasul, that a stolen Esrog or a dry Esrog is pasul, is not valid to be used for the mitzvah, just like we learned before. Shel asherah v'shel irin idachas pasul, and also an Esrog of an asherah, again, that was used for avodah zarah or of an irin idachas, a city, again, that was majority people serving avodah zarah, serving idols. There too, it is invalid. It does not work. You cannot use it for the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkot. Continuing as we discuss two additional psulim that apply specifically to an esrog, because an esrog is technically an edible food, says the Mishnah, shel arla pasul, that an esrog of arla is pasul, is invalid because it cannot be eaten. What is arla? So arla, as we learned in Maseches Arla, is the fruit of a tree that is within its first 3 years of its creation, of its planting, of its sprouting, really, and having benefit from such fruit is asur midaraisa, and therefore, because you can't benefit from it, because you can't eat it, it's not going to be valid as an esrog on Sukkot. Continuing in the Mishnah, shel truma tameya pasul, also an esrog of truma that is tameh, is also going to be pasul for the exact same reason. It is learned from a pasuk in the Torah that the four species that the Arba Minim are not valid for the mitzvah unless they are fit to be used in their usual way. Therefore, the esrog, which is normally eaten, is only going to be kosher if eating it would be permitted. Therefore, an esrog of arla and an esrog of truma that is tameh is going to be pasul since they may not be eaten. Truma that is tameh also has to be burned as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, we discuss three more cases when it comes to an esrog shel truma tahora, an esrog of truma that is tahor, lo yitol, you shouldn't take it, you shouldn't perform the mitzvah with it, because he might make it capable of becoming tame, which you're not allowed to do, that the Torah obligates us to protect truma from becoming tame, and the chachamim therefore prohibited using an esrog of truma for the mitzvah, because water from the lulav, which was kept in water to maintain its freshness, might drip on it, which would make it capable of becoming tuma. Water is one of the machshire tuma, one of the liquids that has the potential to make something capable of becoming tame, and therefore you should not take an esrog that is truma, even if it's tahor. V'im not l'kosher, but it says the Mishnah. But if he did take it, then it is kosher, then it is valid on a bidyaved level. As the Bartanura says, an esrog that is a truma is considered fit to be eaten because it is allowed to be eaten by a kohen. Continuing in the Mishnah, shel demai, an esrog of demai, as we learned earlier in Shas, demai is produce of Eretz Yisrael, obtained from an am ha'aretz, from someone who's not knowledgeable in the halachos, and often does not separate truma or miser. And because of that, to prevent people from possibly eating tevel, which is aser midaraisa, the chacham decreed that one must remove miser from demai before eating it. And here too, you should not take, as we're going to see. Well, the question is, are you allowed to use that esrog for your Arba Minim or not? Beis Shammai says that it is not allowed to be used because they hold that demai may not be eaten by anyone. Uveis Hillel Machshir, but Beis Hillel says no, that it is allowed because, in their opinion, demai may be eaten by a poor person. That since poor people are allowed to eat demai without first separating anything from it, an esrog of demai is fit to be eaten according to them. Continuing in the Mishnah, shall Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim, an esrog of Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, lo yitol, you should really not take it, because he might make it capable also of becoming tameh, which is not allowed, v'im not l'kosher, but here too, if he did take it, then it is valid, then it is kosher, then it can be used as the esrog on a Sukkot. Continuing now with the Paragimel Mishnah Vav, as we list additional cases and situations in which an esrog is puzzle. Says the Mishnah, also chazis al rubo, if a deformity that looks like a cluster of small little blisters arose on most of an esrog, nitla pit maso, or its pitum right, was removed. The pitons, the top part on the very top of the esrog, niklaf, or if its skin, the thin outer layer, was entirely peeled off, nizdak, or if it was split, nikav v'chosar kol shehu, or if it has a hole and the slightest amount of the esrog is missing, pasul. In any of these cases, the esrog is completely and totally pasul. Now we're going to continue to discussing some additional cases when it comes to an esrog, where it's not an ideal situation, but it is still kosher nonetheless. It says the Mishnah, also chazazes al miuto, if a chazazes arose on less than half of it, nital ukto, or if the stem at the bottom where it was attached to the tree was removed, nika velo chosar kol shehu, or if it has a hole, but nothing is actually missing from the esrog, kosher. Then says the Mishnah, the esrog is completely and totally kosher. And now we're going to discuss an esrog that's a different color. Esrog hakushi pasul, a black esrog is not allowed, v'hayarok kikarsi, and this is the halacha of one that is green like a leek as well. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Meir rules that it is kosher, Rabbi Huda posel, Rabbi Huda rules that it is not allowed because it has not fully developed, and it has to be fully developed according to him in order for it to be a valid esrog on Sukkot. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay taught us, number one, that an esrog that was stolen or dry is pasul, an esrog of an asher tree or of a irani dachas is pasul as well. Again, like we saw when it came to lulav, when it came to the hadasim and the aravos as well. Then the Mishnah taught us that because an esrog is something that is technically a fruit that is edible, so it has to be that it's something that's able to be eaten in order for it to be a valid. Esrog for the mitzvah of Arbamina. Therefore, an esrog of Arla that you're not allowed to eat, you can't get any hana, any benefit from it, because it's been the first 3 years of that tree's existence. That's puzzle. An esrog of Truma Tamei, of Truma they have to burn because it's Tamei, there it's puzzle as well, because you have to burn that, you can't eat that as well. Then when it came to Truma Tahor, the rabbis, the mission taught us that you really shouldn't take it, because then you might make it Tamei, but if you did take it, then it's going to be fine, but b'tiyaved. Similarly, an esrog of Demai, Machlokas B'Shambe, Beisel, Beshamai said that you can take it. Beisel said that you can use it as your arba mina, because according to them, it can be eaten by a poor person. According to Beshamai, it can't. We generally hold that Demai can be eaten by a poor person. As long as someone can eat it, it is valid for the mitzvah. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing an esrog of Maaser Sheni and said Yerushalayim, where that's where it could certainly be used and eaten. But there too, he said you can't. It's capable of becoming tamei, which you're not allowed to do. You got to protect it, and therefore, ideally, you shouldn't take the esrog of Maaser Sheni as your esrog as well. Then the Mishnah discussed a bunch of cases where esrog is pasul. If there's a deformity that looks like a cluster of small blisters around on most of the esrog, if its pitzum fell off. Again, if there was never a pitum, then it's okay. As long as it didn't grow and fall off, then it's possible. If the skin was entirely peeled off, if it was split, if there's a hole in the slightest amount of the esrog is missing, all of these cases, the esrog is completely possible. If, however, says the Mishnah, if there was some sort of a deformity that looked like this is a cluster of blisters that was on the minority, a small portion of the esrog, then it's fine. Or if there's a hole, but nothing's actually missing from the esrog, then it is valid as well. The Mishnah concluded by discussing what if it's a different color. A black esrog is not allowed to the Mishnah. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah regarding what if it's green, where it wasn't fully developed. So there, Rabbi Meir says that it's kosher, and Rabbi Huda says that it is pasul. Have a great day.